The readings are taken with an eye toward showing us what the queenship of Mary means. And so this first one is Isaiah 9, 1 to 6. You probably recognize it. You see, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of gloom, upon them a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. And it goes on, why? Because a child is born to us. A son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. That means he's a king. So his mother is the mother of a king. They shall name him Wonder, Counselor, God, Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. And his dominion is forever, and it is the throne of David that he occupies. That means he is the Ben David. He is the son of David. This is the one, when this happens, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy, which is the first. There are three child prophecies in Isaiah 7, 9, and 11. This is the last one in 11. The first is, as you know, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and so forth. Now, therefore, we have this account of the conception of the king. Gabriel came and greeted her. We always translate that, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. That may be the best we can do. I'm not sure of that. It says, Kyrie, rejoice, ke karitomeni, the most beloved one. O Kyrios metasu, the Lord is with you. Kyrie, you see, that's the greeting of prophecy. And then to call her ke karitomeni means graced one. Karis is hidden in that word, huh? Hail, rejoice, graced one. The Lord is with you. Now she was greatly troubled at what was said, because the rejoicing means liberation. This is not, you know, you just won the lottery. I mean, this is rejoice. God is about to act. And she knows this. And so she's understanding these words. Kere, that's often in a prophecy. You see? And the Lord is with you. And you are graced one. And so she's concerned. And so the next thing is always in an oracle. Do not be afraid. Al tira. It's always, if you go back and look at them all, they're all of these visitation oracles. The angel first says, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, Yehoshua, Adonai saves. He will be great. And now his name will be Yehoshua, but he will be called Son of the Most High. What a title. No one else ever had that title. Son of the Most High. Yes, you could say, oh, you're all children of the Most High, but the Son of the Most High? No. And then the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. Now, Joseph is of the house of David. So, but there has not been a successor to David in the Davidic line on the throne for a long, long time. Hundreds of years. And the one you carry in your womb will be the promised one, the son of David. So that's why she's, somewhat concerned. First, how can this be? Since I have no relations with a man, I'm engaged. You see, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. Well, why is she concerned? Because she's made this vow of virginity. And Joseph knows about it. So how can this be? And then the Holy Spirit will come upon you. That's the overshadowing, episkiazi. That's what happened at creation, right? The ruach, the spirit, hovered over the waters, remember? And then, whenever the Lord is going to be present and reveal his presence in the ark, the cloud overshadows the ark. And that's why, right after this, when Our Lady goes down to see Elizabeth, what's the first thing she says? Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? How does she know that? Mother of my Lord, not just mother of a child. Well, Luke is writing that in a way that make us think first of the Ark of the Covenant. Because David says, who am I that the Ark of my Lord should come to me? But now it's not just the Ark with the Torah, it's the living Word of God, the infinite Son of God himself, the mother of my Lord should come to me. You see? And so that's when she visits. So he's given her a sign. They often, these angels who predict these things, often give a sign. We just had the other day, didn't we? Or was that just today? If we had used the regular readings. No, it was the other day. You remember Gideon? And he said, look, you're telling me I'm going to free this my country from these people. I'm the youngest son of the lowest clan in my tribe. And you're telling me I'm going to do this? And the answer is, nothing will be impossible with God. It's the same answer the angel gave Sarah, remember? She's laughing. I'm almost 100 years old. I'm going to have a child. And he said, don't laugh. She said, I didn't laugh. And he said, you did so laugh. But I tell you this, when I come back here next year, you'll be holding a child. And so, you see how God respects humanity. He could have had his son just drop down from heaven. No. Because generation is important to God. Huh? This is the book of the generations of. There are 9 lists like that in the book of Genesis. And they divide the book into 10 parts. Because generation is important to God. And so she responds, behold the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. And that's why she's queen. So if anybody wants to be a king or a queen, all you have to do is be devoted to the word of God.